From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, reporting ahead of talks this week between North and South Korean leaders. The White House is clarifying what the end game with the President Trump's anticipated meeting with South Korean leader Kim Jong-un might be.
The ultimate goal is denuclearization. They've already started making some steps that we feel are progress, but we certainly know we have a long way to go.
White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders. President Trump on Sunday said the United States has given up nothing ahead of his planned summit with Kim, while Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development. South Korean President Moon Jae-in previewed the summit by saying preliminarily it's off to a good start with North Korea's recent decision.
North Korea's decision to freeze the nuclear program can be an important beginning for the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. It can also be said that it is a green light that increases the chance of success of the inter-Korean and U.S.-North Korea summits.
North Korea is estimated to have approximately 30 nuclear weapons, hundreds of medium and long-range missiles, and has been continuing to produce missile material at both its nuclear reactor and in a hidden uranium enrichment facility. Armenian Prime Minister Sarkisian said on Monday that he would resign to help maintain peace in the ex-Soviet Republic following daily protests since before he took up the post on April 17th. Armenian opposition leader says that the opposition activists want to meet with the acting prime minister. A Belgium court has handed down sentences of 20 years in prison for two men found guilty of attempted terrorist murder of police in connection with the March 2016 shootout in Brussels. This is VOA News. French President